Blog Talk Radio.
Chicago, to be a part of the Mars Mills Experience, all you have to do is like a fan page, the Mars Mills Experience, okay? Man, before we go any farther, let's take a moment of silence. And I dedicate this show, this Culture Shock Sports Friday edition of Culture Shock Entertainment Reports, to the Metro Denver area, Aurora, Colorado, regarding the horrific, oh my God, it is a horrific situation that happened where so many were murdered and so many injured, even the 3-month-old baby, a six-year-old. I mean, I was watching World News Now, and they deliver their news stories in such a humorous way. I just knew it was going to be just a fun time watching the news before the local news come on. And my God. Special report. I'm like, what is going on? I just could not believe it because our Facebook friends and I had, were like in the middle of talking about Dark Knight, those that had already seen the film, Timok and my friend Steve, one of my favorite Facebook friends in Miami, were reviewing the film and like moments before. And then to hear of it, something like that happen is so horrific. So let's just take a moment of silence, dedicate this broadcast to those injured, also to those and those that were murdered, and also to the gunman's mother and his family also. This is just a sad situation, and this is a homeland security situation, and this is just, oh, my God. You know, they say he's considered as a lone wolf, but we have one too many of these situations happening also. Might not have been domestic or international terrorism, but these situations happen way too often. And when people go to the movies, that is a part of escaping. Enjoying yourself for an hour and a half to 3 hours or more and having fun. And things like this should not be happening worldwide, in the U.S., everywhere. So let's take a moment of silence. And thank you so much for your support and for tuning in to Sports Friday edition of Cut the Shock Entertainment Report. God bless. Praise God. Wow. Still unbelievable, but this is a day to talk sports. And I love every broadcast, but I love Fridays because this is when we talk sports. And love it because now we can talk longer than 30 to 45 minutes. And you can feel free to call 714-409-0614 today. We're going to start profiling. You know, I always like to do like profile episodes and profile certain people. Today we're going to profile Timok. And you all know him, especially those of you that love The Last Dragon. Well, he's so much talented. Different people love Timok for different reasons and for all reasons. He is a seventh degree black belt. He's a ninja. he's the last dragon. He's the glow. And he's popular at Comic-Cons, conventions everywhere. And he's an amazing personal trainer. He's an amazing actor, director. He is a youth advocate. And shout out to he and Brenda, his longtime friend Brenda, and agent. And other and the rest of his team and those that he work out with and train, because you up and coming trainers, he does train. I mean, boxers and martial artists. He is a trainer, so contact him and if you need a trainer, because he does he doesn't only train people in fitness, but he trains fighters and martial artists and et cetera. So. You know, we're going to profile him later on in the show. So, but check out his new blog site at IamTaimak, IamTaimak. And then I got a little upset about this shooting. I'm not upset. I guess we're all upset. But yeah, I guess I am. I'm bothered by that and the loss of life. And and they talked to the witnesses, some of those that were in the theater when it happened, and those that had left. And this one guy said he and his girlfriend had to pretend to be dead. Pretending to be dead saved their life. Isn't that amazing? Wow. Well, my local radio station, right when the show was coming on, this show, my local radio station, WKXI, shout out to WKXI, which played awesome music. They were playing 9 Day by Abby Sherman, and you all know how much I love my friend Abby Sherry. She's such a talented person on and off stage, a great producer and promoter. And so I know I need to upload new songs, but I'm getting ready to play this song that you all know I play all the time by Abby Sherry. And we're going to come back and talk more sports. And shout out to O.J. Mayo, one of my favorite players, former USC standout. Oh, my God. You all know I'm telling the truth because I talk about O.J. Mayo. Ever since he joined the Grizzlies, I knew the Grizzlies was going to transform into a spectacular team. And the Grizzlies have pretty much been progressing like the Thunder. And so O.J. Mayo, if you have not heard, I'm sure you have all have, because it's been news for the past couple of days, he is not a Dallas Mav. Oh, my God. I'm so excited. So we're going to talk about that. Yesterday, I commented and hollered at Dwight Howard on Facebook, and he and his agent have been making news also regarding what is up with Dwight Howard. I even asked him, some of you are Facebook friends of mine, you saw this yesterday morning. I was like, what's the plan, Superman? Are you going to stay in Orlando Magic, or are you going to come on over and put on that Mavs uniform? And you know what? He would be a good fit for the Hornets. Tom Benson, to that nation. But I had a dream, and I talk about this dream all the time, a couple years ago, that I was at a Dallas Mavs practice. I don't know. I guess Mark Cuban had hired me doing a story or doing an interview with them. And who showed up? Dwight Howard, and he became a Mav. And I told Dwight Howard about this dream. I tell everybody about this dream. Reg believed the dream was going to come true. Oh, my God. But this is a dream come true. O.J. Mayo is not a Mav. Woo-hoo! I'm loving it. Yes, I am. So there's a lot of sports news to talk about. So thank you. Thank you. Happy Friday. Happy weekend. Sending hugs and prayers to all that are just in shock regarding what happened. They said this is like 20 miles away from where the Columbine situation had happened. And, wow, you know, something similar to Columbine had happened here in the Metro Jackson City area, too, in 97 at Pearl High. So this stuff is, this, oh, my God, what can we do to prevent these situations from happening? This is crazy.
Me safe and warm when
another one by my friend Mars Mills, To Be Loved. And you definitely can hear the Prince Minneapolis sound influence in this one. To Be Loved.
With the American Lung Association. I am Assistant Vice President for National Policy and Advocacy, and I'm here to talk about our report, State of the Air. In State of the Air, we look at the impacts of two of the most widespread air pollutants in the country, ozone and particle pollution. Ozone is a molecule of three oxygen atoms. It's the most widespread air pollutant that there is in the nation. Ozone isn't emitted directly, but it comes when we burn fossil fuels and produce things like volatile organic compounds and nitrogen oxide. Both of those, when they get into the atmosphere and in the presence of sunlight and heat, react chemically in the atmosphere to create ozone. So ozone often shows up at its highest place, far away from where the raw ingredients are made. Ozone irritates your lungs, leaving them with something like a bad sunburn. It can cause health problems the day you breathe it in, or even days afterwards. Particle pollution is a different chemical altogether. In fact, particle pollution is a mixture of mixtures. It is a noxious mix of microscopic bits of soot and ash, exhaust, chemicals, metals, and aerosols. Particles are the most dangerous and deadly of the outdoor air pollutants that are widespread in America. Particles that we're looking at are so tiny they're impossible to see. We compare them to the diameter of a human hair. The diameter of a human hair is 70 microns. The particles we're talking about are no bigger than 1/7 the diameter of your hair, And the smallest ones we're looking at are actually no bigger than 1/30th the diameter of the human hair. Particle levels can spike dangerously for hours to weeks on end, or reach high levels day in and day out for most of the year. We look at these in both ways because the impacts, either for high spikes or for lower levels at day in and day out, can be very deadly. The science is clear. Particle pollution can kill. Breathing it can lead to heart attacks, asthma attacks, and strokes, and it can affect how your children's lungs grow and develop. Particle pollution may be even more deadly than we previously thought. Recently, California experts tripled their estimate of the number of people that particle pollution kills each year in California. And that number is roughly 18,000, the equivalent of a small city. My name is Janice Nolan. I'm Assistant Vice President of Policy and Advocacy for the American Lung Association. And I want to tell you about what you can do and what we need to do as a nation to help fight for cleaner air. We as a nation need to cut emissions, that is pollution, coming from big polluters like coal-fired power plants and ocean-going vessels. We need to fix old, dirty diesel engines to make them run cleaner. We need to strengthen the standards for ozone and for particle pollution to better protect our health. And we need to improve our decaying infrastructure of air monitors, because that's how we find out whether we have pollution problems and when we're cleaning them up. And finally, most of all, we as a nation must enforce the laws that help us improve our air. Now, to find out how your community's working with clean air, how the air in your community ranks, go to the American Lung Association State of the Air report on our website at www.lungusa.org. That's LUNGUSA.org. On that website, you can type in your zip code and find out the grade that your community gets for air pollution. While you're there, you can join our advocacy team. On our website, you can sign up for our e-advocacy to get involved and send messages to members of Congress and to the administration to urge them to take action to protect the air we all breathe.
Yes, indeed. I hope you enjoyed those two PSAs from the American Lung Association, because breathing clean, fresh air is so important for all of us here in America, worldwide, this period. So it's important for us to do our part to prevent pollution. And to do our best to live green and to keep the air fresh and clean, right? Exactly, right. Okay, it's time to do to present the profile of Taima Gorello. And Gorello, but one thing is very important. Most people pronounce the last name right, but he would like people to pronounce his first name right also. And it's pronounced Taima. Like a necktie, and like mock, putting on a mock election or a mock trial, you know. So you pronounce it Taimak, you know. Some people say Taimak, and, you know, say every way but the right way. And if you watch the Life After on TV One, I think some of the people on guests on that show pronounced his name incorrectly also, and he was really not very happy about that. And most of us like our names to be pronounced correctly. Some people, my name Bethany, some people call me everything, even the name Beth. It's like Beth or whatever. But, you know, a lot of us like to hear our names pronounced correctly. And so he's really pronounced Taimak. And you can tweet him at Taimak, T-A-I-M-A-K. And he has a new blog site, which I love, and he's very interactive on his blog site. He dismantled his Facebook page, his personal Facebook page, but he has a fan page also by the same name of his new blog site, and it is called I Am Taimak also, and very interactive. And when he posts pictures, he requests that you to like and share the pictures and other images that he posts to share with others also. So he's very, been real interactive, and He's always been, pretty much so, with his friends and family and, of course, fans and everyone that has the glow, you know. So check him out. It would be good if you could check out the blog site right now. I'm not looking at the blog site right now. You all know I love getting stuff from Wikipedia. Even though I've had a pretty consistent, I guess, communication with Time Box in 07, when there was BETJ, and he was a guest on the show, My Two Cents. I loved that show. And I knew he was a fitness guru, but I didn't know he was, like, really training people, everyday people, like you and I. And by watching that show, and he was a guest on My Two Cents, he was sharing health and fitness information. I've always been, like, a big supporter of Time Box. You know, of course, Vanity, Denise Matthews, they both was in The Last Dragon, and ever since those days. And so I'm like, wow. And you know, I always knew he was a fitness guru, but, you know, you don't know how to contact people. So when he was guessing the show and provided so much pertinent information for the viewers, at that time he had a website called Time Out TV. So I contacted him via Time Out TV, and literally when I first, like, just like partially following his advice, letting go of white foods and rices and stuff like that, honestly, my body started melting and transforming. And I guess pretty much living a gluten-free life. And so it's just amazing to pretty much, we have yet met in person. So he's on a tour right now with the play The First Lady. They had rearranged their schedule, so some shows were postponed. So I know Memphis was on that date, and I had thought about, I thought I was going to miss that date, but they rescheduled the Memphis date July 14th with another date. And so I don't know, I don't think they've done the show in Memphis yet, or it needs to be, I don't know when the new date is, if they released a new date, but maybe they're going to add new dates to this to the play's tour, because I haven't heard any bad reviews regarding the play The First Lady. And the footage that I've seen that Time Out has provided and shared with the public via his blog site and also via the play's producers and writers have also shared, and the shows that he have interviewed on, I've only heard, like, good reviews, and I haven't heard any reviews from those that have attended the play. I haven't heard anything like, oh, I didn't like the play, but really enjoyed it. But again, he has a DVD that he had produced about 4 or 5 years ago, and more. So I'll go on into that, but you all know I love referring to Wikipedia almost on anything. And Wikipedia says that Time Out Gorello, you know, he's Italian, is a martial artist, mom's black American, African American, dad is Italian, born June 27, 1964, so he just had a birthday not too long ago, and he's 48, is a martial artist, actor, and stuntman. Best known as Leroy Green in the 1985 martial arts film The Last Dragon. Some reports say he's born in New York. Some reports say that L.A. If I'm not mistaken, he was born in Los Angeles, and when he was around the age of, I think, of 2 or 3, they moved to New York. But Time Out has lived around the world. I know that, I think he and his family lived in London, and of course in Italy, and maybe a few other places. This is me talking. This is not from Wikipedia. Time Out's leading role in Barry Gordon's The Last Dragon, in which he played Leroy Green, a Bruce Lee inspired martial artist in search of the glow, was his first major break in acting. The film was a financial success and grossed more than $25 million at the box office. And also on his blog site, I Am Time Out, you can check out The Last Dragon. He has a link to it where you can watch it. Those of you that can't get enough of it. I can't get enough of The Last Dragon, like I can't get enough of Purple Rain. I know, go figure. Time Out later appeared in a number of TV roles and music videos, including the lead male in Janet Jackson's Let's wait a while. Oh, my God, I love that. I still love it. But back then, as a teenager, oh, my God, couldn't get enough of that video and that song. So romantic, so refreshing. You know, and that was the message right then, you know. Let's wait a while. You don't have to jump to it. David Allen's special look video, he played a date rapist on an episode of the TV show A Different World. You all remember that? He also appeared in 36 Crazy Fist music video, Bloodwork. Tom Mock has also worked with a number of celebrities and still does, including Madonna. And he starred in a play, Cheaters, and many other plays. And I mentioned to you earlier, in which we're going to talk more about, he's currently starring in The First Lady. But he starred in the play Cheaters, which toured the United States. He also starred in a hit off-Broadway show in 2004 called Roadhouse the Comedy, based on the Patrick Swayze film Roadhouse. In addition to his acting career, Tom Mock operates a gym on the Manhattan East Side. I'm not sure if he still operates the gym, but I know he does a lot of work at different gyms. But I would love to see him open a new gym. But I need to confirm that information if he has a gym or not, or will reopen a gym. But I would love to see Tom Mock, and I've mentioned this to him a few years back. I would love to see a health fitness show on the internet and television hosted by Tom Mock. I think it would just be amazing. You know, really, a health fitness show. So those of you that are listening, I mean, most definitely, we learned so much regarding what to eat and how to upgrade our exercise routines also. But this Manhattan's East Side of New York City called Fitness Concepts was had opened in 2002. However, due to time constraints, he has since parted ways with the partner, but may reconsider reopening another gym in the near future. And I think that would be so awesome, because I knew he had a gym, and I know he does a lot of work at some very reputable gyms in the New York area, and I guess wherever he travels also. but most definitely, we need to do what we can to support him in that endeavor, opening a new gym, which I know will be multifaceted. But again, it says, however, due to time constraints, he has since parted ways with the partner. But, you know, he has so much on his plate. And he and his longtime friend, Brenda Torres, and they are always working on programs for young people. And we're going to talk more about that also. Tom Mock Fit, Find Inner Transformation. First installment of a series of fitness DVDs, and that's what I had mentioned to you all, that he had began and had released like 4 or 5 years ago. He's also an accomplished martial artist, and he has received black belts in Goju-Ri. Don't get mad at me, Tom Mock, if you're listening, if I don't say stuff right. Jiu-Jitsu and Taekwondo. Taekwondo, now, I have had a little experience in Taekwondo. I had taken a self-defense class before that was based on the teachings of Taekwondo, and it was very fun, very effective, very – one thing about, I guess, martial arts, and one thing – I've always loved wrestling and boxing and martial arts from being a little girl, but one thing that I found out in the self-defense class that was based on Taekwondo is how important it is, not just your physicality, but your mind and your spirituality, and having your mind, body, and soul all as one. And in my self-defense class, this is how, you know, we were taught how to really to keep that calmness when defending oneself. Because pretty much when people get injured is when they freak out and don't defend themselves properly. But he even studied Chinese Goju under the Black Dragon, Ron Van Cleef. He is continuing to perform on stage in his recent package of film, and he's written and directed called I've Seen Things. And I've posted a teaser from his YouTube channel, I Am Tom Mock, on my Facebook page and on Twitter, where pretty much I set it out on my Tumblr page, tumblr.com, Culture Shock Inc., KULTURESHOKENT, Beck. I sent it out on Tumblr, and by doing that, it's connected to all my social networking pages, so you all should have no problem checking out his teaser for the film that he and his cast and crew worked tirelessly on last year, and then he completed packaging it this past fall, and it's called I've Seen Things, so check out the teaser. And so I haven't seen the film, so I'm looking forward to seeing it. He should come down here to Jackson, Mississippi, and have like a screening for it. His filmography goes like this. 2006 is Captain Tom Martha, Just My Friends. The System Within, 2006 is Pastor Ricky. Book of Swords, 2005 is Lucky. He was on an episode of Third Watch as Spider, the first episode, 2004. He was also on Family Ties. Part two, on something called Family Ties, part two, 2004 TV episode at Spider. Oh, that's from Third Watch. That was the name of the episode. Ninth Class, 2001 as kickboxing instructor. Masquerade, remember Masquerade? 2000. Beverly Hills, 90210. I missed that one. I Would Be Your Father Figure, 2000. TV episode as Barback. That's the Guy, 1999. TV episode as Tamagari, as his bartender. Dog's Best Friend in 99. He was the bartender. Dreamers as Sam. So the list goes on and on for some people who thought, oh, wow, Tamag hasn't done anything since The Last Dragon. No, that's not true. He has been hardworking in, within many, many genres. And like I said, he is a popular figure at many, many Comic-Cons, conventions, and always working and writing. And remember, he's also a model also. He was also in Red Shoe Diaries, The Forbidden Zone, 1996 TV episode Zoner, WMAC Masters, Battle of the Brothers, 1996 a TV episode as Striking Eagle, Kickback with Scott Pastor, 1994, he was a guest. No More Dirty Deeds, 1993, is Sean Holloway. The White Girl is Bob. Now, The White Girl, that was produced by my friend Tony Brown, Tony Brown Journal. Tony Brown and I had met right after he had produced this film, and, you know, he had self-financed himself and everything. So he and I became friends in 91. We met and became friends and remained friends to now. So we've been out of touch pretty much since the show had stopped airing on PBS. But we always kept in touch, and whenever he would come return back for book signings and special appearances, we'd always see each other. But Tony Brown's always like mentored me and provided information to me. And that's one thing about it. I have my favorite hosts, and favorite producers, and I was just in awe when I met Tony Brown, and he had just produced this this movie, and I think he was also promoting the film when we met. I remember he sent me the package. I still have the VHS copy, promo copy of The White Girl. Storm, and when he told me Tymock was in the film, Storm with Troy Bayer, I was just in awe. I was like, wow, that is so great. You know, and I was a student at Jackson State then, and I did not graduate, you see. And when he had told me, he said, well, when you graduate, even though we stayed in touch, he said, there was something he was doing where he was mentoring kids and would like allow them to intern or come up and work with him for like 6 months just to like see how certain kids turn out. Well, I was a young adult. And, I didn't graduate. I didn't get my bachelor's degree in business management, so I didn't get the chance to do that, even though we stayed in touch and he mentored me. So I guess whenever I said I'm graduating from Jackson State, but I did graduate from Highest Community College. That right there, oh my goodness, I'm getting so giddy and so excited because I'm very happy regarding the success and what Tymock is doing. But back to what I was saying, Tony Brown, that story right there, The White Girl, was a very important message, and we, and to this day, we need to share independent films and produce independent films like that. So back then, one thing about Tom Mark, he's very, I guess, picky about the type of role that he plays also, the type of message that he sends to his audience and fans and supporters also. And then also, yeah, the A Different World episode was called No Means No, and that was in 89, and he played the character Garth Parks. And, of course, The Last Dragon, when we all just fell in love with the globe. And what happened to the Tulsa, the remake of The Last Dragon? Back in 08, we heard that the remake was going to be made and Samuel Jackson would be in it, and it was talked that Tom Hawks might be returning, and I was wondering if Denise Matthews would be returning, too, in some form. But, you know, I don't know what happened to that. We need to find out. And then, again, I mentioned that he worked with Madonna, and he choreographed some of her martial arts scenes. He was the martial arts coordinator for her Drowned World Tour, 2001, and Acapulco Black Film Festival, 2000, he was on there. And he was on an episode of Singled Out. That's when Jenny McCarthy and Carmen Electra used to host that show. Episode dated December 1995. I am going to have to check that out. For real. So right now, let's see, I'm going to share some more info. I should check my switchboard, see who's calling in, some of Tom Mark's friends. I told him that I would do a profile of him today, and I'm looking forward to he and Brenda Torres being guests in the very near future also to talk about pretty much anything and all things they want to talk about, from the play to everything else, because there's so much to talk about. And really, this is a Sports Friday, so we really want to know a lot about martial arts and he coaching, and when he trained others and the way he trains and so on. We want to hear about his film and his acting and directing work, but when it comes to Sports Friday edition, I want to hear a lot about his work as an athlete, as a martial artist, as a 7-degree black belt, and also talk health also regarding exercise and so on. So, and those, some people might say, well, is he married? Is he not? As far as I know, he's not married. Not sure about a girlfriend, but not as I know of, he's not married. People always want to know, what's a person's relationship status? I don't know about a girlfriend. He might have a girlfriend, but he's not married. yeah. So, you know, we won't talk about any other, like crazy stuff. Let's see. I know I'm getting something. I had some information pulled up, and it, like, vanished on me right quick. Again, you can tweet him at Tom Moss. And one of my favorite you all might have seen him also recently. TMZ covers him often, and you all know how much I love Harvey Levin and TMZ. So they pretty much run positive stories regarding him. And you've probably seen him with his co-star, you know, Leo Bryan, who played his little brother in The Last Dragon, was shot late last year, and you probably had seen him when he ran to his friend's aid. And that's one thing I loved about Tom Mark. When his friend was injured, he let us all know that Leo had been injured, had been shot, and he kept us up to date regarding Leo's recovery. And so that's how I got back. I got in touch with Leo, and I stayed in contact with Vanity, with Evangelist Denise Matthews. So I immediately relayed the message to Evangelist Denise Matthews regarding Leo being injured, because we had to pray for his quick recovery. So he really showed how much of a friend he really is, because he could have kept it to himself and said, well, he was shot and injured, but I'm not going to say anything. But he let us all know, hey, Leo really needs us and really needs prayers. And so that's exactly what we did. We prayed for him. And Tom's height is 5'11". That's his height. So he has prayers. pretty good height to him, huh? I figured about 6 feet. I've always figured that even back in the day. But and I'm not pretending like I didn't know that. I'm just wanted to share that info because a lot of times people want to know how tall a person is. And I don't mean to be hesitant. Oh, I know what I'm getting ready to pull up his blog site. I directed many of you to go to his blog site anyway, so I'm sure many of you are checking out his awesome blog site, I Am Time Mock, which anything and everything that you need to know about him is right there. And then everything is congruent now. His Twitter name is I Am Time Mock. His blog site is I Am Time Mock. His new YouTube channel is I Am Time Mock. So everything is congruent and consistent now. He's always been congruent and consistent, The Last Dragon, Time Mock, but it's I Am Time Mock. And I always tease Zane. I haven't been teasing recently, when they were talking about making her book Addicted into a film, I had always told her, I am Zoe. I used to think I was myself when I first read the book, but I'm like, no, I'm Zoe. But the bio that he has on his blog site, and this is from him and from those that he worked with, is Time Mock, pronounced Time Mock. Got his first taste for the entertainment business when he was very young. In 10 years, he had the privilege to meet legendary director and family friend Federico Fellini. Mr. Fellini took Time Mock on a tour of the set of Roma, where he also met another film legend, Vincent Minnelli. About 10 years later, after winning the New York State Kickboxing Championship, Time Mock was cast by music mogul and Motown legend Berry Gordy. Woo-hoo, love Berry Gordy. In the lead role of The Last Dragon. He played the unforgettable Bruce Leroy, the Bruce Leroy wannabe in search of the globe. He was quickly catapulted into stardom and a career that has spanned over 20 years. Well, really, that was like 25-plus years. Time Mock has appeared in over a dozen plays, including the highly successful Roadhouse of Comedy at the Barber Street Theater in New York, playing the notable role of Dalton in the zany comedy rendition of Patrick Swayze's 80s cult classic film and the national tour of the star-studded cast of Cheaters. And Time Mock is currently on tour, like I mentioned to you all, which that tour had began on June 16 in New York with the stage play The First Lady, written by award-winning writer Lawrence Stewart. As martial artist, choreographer, and teacher, Time Mock has been sought after by some of the biggest stars in Hollywood. He's worked with Debbie Allen, Madonna on her Drowned World Tour, with the rock group Bush as choreographer of their Chemical Between Us video. He has guest starred on several national television shows as well, writing and making his directorial debut with a film noir detective story titled I've Seen Things. It's currently in development. Well, you know, he's packaged it up. He created a wellness program for young people in 2009. And check out unfoldingdream.org. That's the website for his organization, his wellness program for young people. I'll post also a video where he had spoke to young people like a year and a half ago. He delivers a seminar in at-risk communities around the country. He continues to inspire and entertain us with unique and endless talent. So that is coming from him, he and his people on his blog site. That's coming from from him. And if you check out his posts, he has some posts, and he has, links to his Facebook and his Twitter account. And I'm going to check out his most recent post. And there was a post he had posted, thinking about one of his fans who had recently passed away. I thought that was so nice that he had kind words to say about one of his friends. Okay, there's a video that he wanted to share with everybody, a Barack Obama spoof. So he has, he actually blogs. and you have to check out his post and so on. So very neat. But he had a nice post a couple of weeks ago in regards to one of his fans that had, I believe, diabetes and had passed away. And also the teaser test that I had told you about, it is also on I Am Time Mark blog site. Just click on acting and you can see that teaser. And then also, if you need to contact him or regarding booking him or just want to ask him a question, et cetera, or compliment him, there's a contact session also. But there is a brief write-up regarding his training, and he states in the training section that martial arts are extensive systems of codified practices and traditions of combat that are practiced for a variety of reasons, including self-defense, competition, physical health, and fitness, as well as mental, physical, and spiritual development. So that is important for all of us to know, male and female, because, wow, there are some bad women out there who really, really can do their thing also. Let's see. I said it would be a brief presentation. Yeah, excuse me if I'm a little tongue-tied, but I'm just in shock still about this horrific crime that has happened in the Metro Denver area. I mean, this crime is just pathetic. I mean, the crime is just bad everywhere. I've just been in shock about the crime going on in the city of Jackson. But this crime is something. And like I said before, it's Homeland security issue right there. That is one reason why I said have been saying that Rick Perry will be one of the good choices also to choose for VP, because he's very experienced in homeland security and controlling borders, because Texas has an issue with border control, but he is a big proponent in homeland security, and we definitely need if the president is reelected or not, we need, we've taken care, Bin Laden and a lot of others are gone, and there's terrorists all around the world, but we need to do something also about homeland security, too, so people can feel safe. I say, you can't even go to the movies. My goodness, sad, sad, sad. So I am looking at his IMDb profile, and try not to repeat myself, but there are some movies that they did not mention. I don't think they mentioned Repeat Offenders from 2011. There's Book of Swords. He played Lucky in 2007. Did mention Night Class. Did mention Masquerade. The episode of Beverly Hills 90210, who's the bartender barback, I don't remember seeing those episodes. I'm sure my mother did, because she loved Beverly Hills 90210. I Would Be Your Father figure. He was in that episode. He was in That's the Guy 1999 episode and Doll's Best Friend. And, of course, Let's Wait a While. And, of course, he's a Cancer, because I told you his birthday was just last month. Let's see. Pretty much, I don't want to start rambling, but let's see. Instead of Goju Rai, right? Taekwondo and Jiu-Jitsu. We talked about that. And he, like I said before, he is available as a trainer and as a consultant to stars and also non-celebrities also. My friend, longtime supporter of Time Out, big time supporter, my friend Sheila Ramsey, that lives here, and you all heard her interview the opera singer. Remember the interview last summer? I've invited she and Janice Lewis to return, and they said they would, so I guess we need to schedule time for them to come back on the show. But Sheila, when she visited New York this past holiday season, this past winter, she experienced a private session with Time Out. And he has sent a picture of her working out, and she posted the picture and everything. So she had booked a workout session with him. And so he trained celebs and non-celebs, you know, everyday people. So remember that. So pretty much, I'm like, duh, I'm just remember that. That's all I can say. You just have to contact him and find out what his fees are, pretty much. And that's what the private message section, the contact info section on his blog site is there for you to ask questions and find out certain things if you want to know when his play is coming to a certain city, you know, or if your city would be added to the tour, or if you want to invite the Unfolding Dream, his wellness program, you want to invite he and Brenda Torres to your city to speak to young people, then, you know, that's what the contact info session is all about. So I've posted and I've tweeted more info, and you can pretty much, when you visit I Am Time Off, if you haven't already, you'll see what I'm talking about. You'll know everything and all things that you need to know about him. He's very interactive, so that's a good thing, right? So it's been pretty much 30 minutes. I started this profile at 11:30 and now it's 12, so I guess we will conclude our profile of Time Out, and I will let you know before the end of the show who we will profile next Friday for Sports Edition, Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. But thank you so much for checking that out and for listening also. So I guess I could conclude the show, but we have a lot to talk about. So I planned a two-hour show, so 2 hours it will be. And I didn't know if Rich Roughneck would be a part of the show today or not, so I guess he has a lot on his plate today. But I did send my I don't know how to say this because I don't want any negative responses, but I guess that what happens. I said I put my request to talk to OJ in mail yesterday. So I hope to talk to one of my favorite childhood favorites, and I know who we're going to profile. Going to profile Bruce Jenner. Bruce Jenner next Friday. We're always hearing about the Kardashians, and I love the Kardashians and the Jenners, the Kardashian Jenner family. And so another childhood fave of mine growing up, Bruce Jenner, believe it or not, I love Olympics, period. And so to celebrate the Olympics also, perfect timing. Because next Friday, perfect timing. And he's a champion Olympian. So next Friday we'll profile Bruce Jenner, amazing husband, father, public figure. Bruce Jenner, which you all see on the Kardashians, he is a busy, busy public speaker. He came to Jackson like a year ago. I missed him. I didn't know about it until that evening. and I always go to events at this at our Chamber of Commerce. He spoke at our Chamber of Commerce here in Jackson about a year ago. So he is a well-thought-out motivational speaker too. You all probably seen the Kardashian episode where where Courtney and Khloe went with him to one of his speaking engagements. Because remember, Mama Chris manages him and all of the Kardashians plus her son-in-law, Lamar Odom. So he is like a well sought after speaker. So I think Red Roughneck is on the line now. I pretty much was looking at the screen. I bet anything he called in as soon as I switched from the switchboard at 11:30. Because I know I stayed on for 27 minutes. And then that's why I went ahead and, because I had thought about starting putting the profile at the beginning of the show. After we prayed and held our moment of silence for the horrific act that had happened and still happened in Aurora. And I have friends in Denver. Matter of fact, one of our former reporters from WAPT is there, Don Champion. And then my friend, you all hear me talk about Moses Brewer, of course. He and his wife, Gwen, and their family live in Denver also. So I'm going to have to send my prayers and touch base with them also regarding the situation. And then also speaking of OJ, speaking of WAPT, Travell Island, he came here a year ago from Las Vegas, and he's one of the reporters in Las Vegas. He covered the David Copperfield story, plus he was all over the OJ story. When the reason that OJ is in the pen right now, he covered that story. So Travell and I, we really click and network with one another, but I definitely got to, like, I got to praise him on that itself, and I need to look at some of that footage and some of the stories that he covered regarding OJ and when OJ got in hot water and the reason he is in the pen right now. But he and his attorney have been working on appealing the case and so on. But pretty much I told OJ that pretty much just, you know, I want to talk about sports, and that he was a childhood fave of mine, and talk about sports and whatever he would like to talk about, and if he needed to be, if his attorney needed to be part of the talk, then that's cool too. So I'm just looking forward to talking with him, and we have a lot to talk about regarding sports, from his USC days to being inducted into the Hall of Fame. What are his views regarding the state of the NFL right now? What do he think is the difference between that thing that I really want to know? What are his thoughts regarding? Do you think that, does he think the NFL's culture has changed a big deal since his days, and even from his broadcasting days to now? As an overall, and I'm sure the culture has changed. The times have changed, and the way we communicate has changed also. When he was a sports news broadcaster, we didn't have all this tweeting and all this social networking going on. And so I want to know some talks of sports with OJ, to be honest. Like I said, he was a childhood favorite of mine. And I was, you know, loving the Cowboys. I started loving the Cowboys back in like 77, 76, 75. And maybe before, I've been loving sports forever, Saints, Cowboys, NFL, and some of my favorite players just stood out to me, Terry Bradshaw, Mean Joe Green. Even though I love the Cowboys, I had my favorite players, like I have my favorite players now. I'm just so happy that O.J. Mayo, and I love the Grizzlies, but O.J. Mayo is a favorite player of mine. And he's a Mav now, I feel like crying. I'm so happy. Honestly, y'all can hear. I know y'all can hear the tears are welling up in my eyes. I'm so happy that O.J. Mayo is a Maverick. I just don't know what to do. So this is just amazing. So it's a lot to talk about. Later on today, my friend Brian Cuban will be on. He and his buddy Mike will be on it too, the Cuban Revolution. And he plans to talk about, of course, Sandusky, and O.J. Mayo being a part of the Mavs now, and much more also. You guys know I love the plug of the shows, and most definitely the show, one of the shows that influenced me to even start broadcasting here. But check him out also at 2 p.m. Central Time, he and his buddy Mike Dice, because they're going to be talking different things, Sandusky and O.J. Mayo, and I know they're going to be talking about what happened this morning in Denver, such a sad, sad situation. But, wow. Well, after this PSA, let's talk to Reg Roughneck.
This is Janice Nolan. I'm Assistant Vice President for National Policy and Advocacy for the American Lung Association. I'd like to talk to you about the health effects of outdoor air pollutants. We've known for a long time that air pollution can cause very serious health problems, including killing people. We have times in our past history when we have seen the deadly health effects from episodes of air pollution. And in fact, about 40 years ago, the United States took the step of putting the Clean Air Act into place to provide a way for us to clean up pollution so that we could reduce this terrible burden on our health. Air pollution, however, today remains a serious threat to our nation's health. We as a nation must remain committed to providing healthy air for all of our citizens. Air pollution is actually more dangerous for some people than for others. For infants, for children, for teenagers, our seniors, for anyone with lung diseases like asthma or chronic bronchitis, for people with heart disease, and even people with diabetes, and even people who are healthy adults who work outside or exercise outside, are all at risk when air pollution levels are high. These folks are much more vulnerable to the harm that air pollution can have on our bodies. People everywhere can be harmed by air pollution, from newborn babies whose lives are cut short, to grandparents who suffer heart attacks, to healthy, vibrant lifeguards even, whose lung function is reduced, as we found in some recent studies. New research is warning us that women in their 50s may be particularly at risk from air pollution. We also know that people who are forced to breathe diesel exhaust and other engine exhaust on the job, like truck drivers and dock workers, may face greater risk of developing lung cancer or chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. People with low income or some racial and ethnic groups often face greater exposure to pollution because pollution sources like factories and power plants may be closer to their homes. Census data tell us that many people live near areas with heavy highway traffic, and highways are major sources of air pollution. Having poor access to health care for any reason may also make some people vulnerable. Some racial and ethnic groups also have higher incidence of diseases like asthma or diabetes, which makes them more at risk from air pollution.
Yeah. Okay. Let's talk called global economics. Electronics and chronic, look beyond it, it's massive. The bomb sent to atomic, riot gear. We lions here, roaring at demonic. Fear is for all the kids that's been hooked up on phonics. They say natural disasters, heart spin engineering. It's time to free your mind, your heart spin interfering. Makes you wanna be optimistic and you being so fearless. But everybody see it, it's so dark and appearance. And we stuck in three wars, 9-11, the demeanor. Iraq, Iran, Afghanistan, from Haiti to Katrina. Makes you wanna be dreamers, niggas looking at FEMA. See the president, it's evident, it's all been a smoke screen. To represent whatever you can see in the hope dreams and pipe dreams. The decadence that we see, it's all a torture. Enforced is the rest where you be. And you've been trying to open up and you've been trying to get free. Yes. For a better day, another way. Just dreaming for a better day, another way.
We don't need your lies. We won't compromise.
Just dreaming for a better day, another way. Just dreaming for a better day, another way.
And this is where we draw the line. We're changing.
Just dreaming for a better day, another way. Product of my environment, workers seeking retirement. No social security, open up the conspiracy. Hold up now, are you hearing me? Running from all the tyranny, lyrically moving waters. Just know the devil ain't scaring me, fearing me don't exist. I clearly walk through the mist, endearing me with the gifts that was given. Punching my fist, the paternal orders enlist. If you started feeling the shift, the news concealing the shit. But I'm revealing the script, so pick a role at your funeral. Pick a soul that seems beautiful, change it and meme it. Then align with the stars and the numerals. Who are you, would you stand with refugees in Sudan? Or walk the streets of Japan with knives and pistols in hand, louder so I can see you. A million rebels are equal to one nation of God. The power is with the people. No politician's description. The truth is never mixed up. So if you're ready to rise, then put your fist up. Truth.
It was fed up with these games. All this talk of change.
Just dreaming for a better day, another way. Just dreaming for a better day, another way.
We don't need your lies. We won't compromise.
Just dreaming for a better day. Just dreaming for a better day, another way.
And this is where we draw the line. We're changing.
Just dreaming for a better day, another way.
Maryland, that's True God, repping Maryland, Baltimore, Maryland. Wait a second, isn't that Carmelo Anthony's hometown also? And shout out to my friend Cosmo Gaddafi also, which is repping Baltimore, Maryland. But that was True God featuring Steven Joseph, Everything Came. I just figured that song suits the moment because he talked about man-made natural disasters in that song also. And I love his message. It's so positive, but it brings up the truth, you know. And if you missed our talk from this past Saturday, you got to check it out at blogtalkradio.com/culturesHyphenBet. We had a talk last month, but we also had a talk this past Saturday. It was amazing for 2 hours, and we pretty much dissected his new album, DOA, which you can get at iTunes and also at Amazon. And again, congratulations to he and his queen regarding the birth of their newborn daughter, Zuri. Remember the song Z, the new song Z on the album DOA? Her name is Zuri. That's the name of his baby girl. And so, again, check them out and get your copy of DOA at iTunes and also on Amazon. And remember to check him out also here on blogtalkradio.com because he is a cohort. blogtalkradio.com/wrestlinghead. And I missed their awesome show on Wednesday because for some reason my computer did not want to act right. And but I need to listen to the repeat because they interviewed like one of the most awesome wrestling managers there is. So, wow. And tonight, the Raw Tour stops here, John Cena, and friends are will be at Mississippi Coliseum tonight. So that should be a fun one, right? Well, it's time to talk to Reg Rusnak, and let's see what's on his mind. And there's much more sports news that we would talk about. But let's see what's up. And there was another caller, but the caller hung up. So it's call in at 714-409-0614 to holler at us, okay? We have 40 more minutes of live streaming, but we can continue the show much longer also. And I will be entering the chat room also if you want to chat. And if you have not created a listener profile account, please do. Hello, what's up?
Hey.
How you doing?
I'm all right.
Yeah, good. What's up in Big D? Other than O.J. Mayo. I know Dan's been in a lot of trouble, too. I know Dan Bryant been in a lot of trouble, but O.J. Mayo.
Well, Dez, that's a whole other scenario, a whole other situation.
Yeah.
You know, that's just
O.J.
drama. Okay.
Are you on?
Yeah, I'm still here. Yeah, he did a surprising transaction.
Come on, O.J. Mayo.
Yeah, it was, like I said, that was interesting. I was totally caught off guard by him getting acquired by the Mavs. I mean, I guess, you know, the cube just struck real fast. He out with one and in with another. So.
Yes. Congratulations to the Mavs and O.J. Mayo.
Hold on a minute.
And I'm reading a headline right now that says that O.J. Mayo wanted to be a Mav. So this is just awesome, awesome news.
Yeah.
So I'm reading a story now that talks about, the Dallas Mavericks have announced the signing of O.J. Mayo 3 days after the free agent shooting guard posted a message on his Twitter account that he was joining the team. And in a statement released Thursday, the Mavericks said they weren't disclosing the terms of the deal with the 6'4", 210-pound West Virginian. But he averaged 15.2 points in 301 games over the past four seasons with Memphis. And he was the third overall pick in 2008 draft by Minnesota, who traded him to Memphis in a seven-player deal. I almost forgot he was really drafted by Minnesota. I was just so happy for him becoming a Memphis. Uh-oh. And I see there's a story about the Cowboys, too. Cowboys were dropped from that Super Bowl ticket lawsuit. That was about the people who lost their seats, right? And when that ice hit fell on the stadium. Here's the Cowboys have been dropped from a lawsuit over lack of seating for some ticket holders at the 2011 Super Bowl in Texas. But that was all about people's safety, wasn't it? Because of all that ice and the roof that fell in and stuff, if I remember right.
Right.
But I think they had said they were going to do something like refund or something. I don't know. I don't really remember, but they said the Cowboys have been dropped from that lawsuit. They didn't say the lawsuit was canceled, but they said they dropped them from the Cowboys. The U.S. District Judge Barbara Lynn on Thursday removed the team as a defendant. Part of the litigation can continue against the NFL. So they're continuing against the NFL, but they're going to remove the Cowboys. And they said the Dallas Morning News reports that the judge ruled the tickets were a contract between the buyers and the NFL. You know, that's a situation with the league, not with the Cowboys. And the Packers beat the Steelers 31-25 in the game at the Cowboys Stadium, Arlington. Boy, that was a – you all had a snowstorm then. Cowboys spokesman declined comment, and NFL statement notes judge dismissed most of the lawsuit's claims. The plaintiff can continue to sue the NFL for breach of contract. People with obstructive view seats can continue their fraud claims. And they said the plaintiff's attorney, Michael Avenatti, says evidence will be presented of NFL fraud against fans. Oh, and oh, I guess T.O. didn't want to go to jail because they're also reporting that T.O. pays back his pays back child support. So some money came from somewhere for all people that thought he didn't have any money or for whatever reason he wasn't paying child support. But I was hearing earlier in the week that he might be going to jail, but I guess he said, oh, no, I'm not going to jail. Wow. Former NFL star Terrell Owens has made child support payments that he owed to the mother of his 7 year. Are you okay?
Yeah. I'm just saying a little personal issue just came up.
Okay. But I was just concerned, making sure you okay personally. Making sure you're okay. That he owed to the mother of his 7-year-old daughter, avoiding the threat of jail time. Owens appeared in Fulton County Superior Court in Atlanta yesterday after failing to appear for a court date in the case last week. His lawyer and lawyer for Melanie Smith had come to an agreement before the hearing and signed it in front of the judge. Owens paid to make the back payments he owed to Smith and agreed to pay her legal fees according to the court documents. Please, it's too bad it took this long. Smith's lawyer, Randy Kessler, said after the agreement was signed, it's not going to be there physically. He needs to be there financially. If he's not going to be there physically, he needs to be there financially. Owens left the court without speaking to reporters. Okay, you okay?
I need to tend to this little matter right now. I will call you back if you know what's going on.
Your health okay?
I'm fine.
Oh, okay. But call us back because you know the listeners want to know what's going on too.
Right.
So let us know. Okay, we're praying. Okay, get back in touch with me ASAP. Let's send love and hugs out to my friend Reg Roughneck. Something's going on like right now. And so you all witness to that. So I hope that when he gets back in touch with me and with us that the situation is rectified. I just hope everything is okay. So back to Owens. His previous agreement requires Owens to pay Smith, but, you know, you feel helpless when you're like, okay, wait, what's going on? A previous agreement requires Owens to pay Smith $5,000 a month. This was the third case Smith has brought against Owens for non-payment of child support, Kessler said. In previous instances, Owens has settled and paid upright before the cases were to go to court, but then failed to make subsequent payments, Kessler said. Smith, who lives in Northwest Georgia, is glad to have the signed agreement, but would really like for Owens to be more involved in their daughter's life, Kessler. Now, on the T.O. show, a couple of his daughters have been on the T.O. show. So is that one of the daughters? I mean, I want to know. What she really wants is for him to have a relationship with his child, Kessler said. Smith was also present in court Thursday, said her daughter had seen Owens about 8 to 10 times. Owens has raised the possibility of lowering his monthly child support payments since he's no longer drawing an NFL salary, and Smith is willing to discuss that, Kessler said. The 38-year-old receiver, who's known as T.O., played 15 years in the NFL, most recently for the Cincinnati Bengals during the 2010 season. Before his single season with the Bengals, Owens played one season with the Buffalo Bills, 3 with Dallas Cowboys, 2 with the Philadelphia Eagles, and 1 with San Francisco 49ers. Because when he started the T.O. show, remember, he was just let go from the Cowboys and then had got the new job with Buffalo. So that's some interesting news. So appears that T.O. would not be going to jail. Those of you that were concerned like I was regarding back child support payments. So he's paid the back child support payments, and he thinks that his payments should be lowered because he's not making all that big-time NFL money anymore. And what are your thoughts regarding that? You can call in. Feel free to call in. Regarding that, I need to head on back to the switchboard. I had left the switchboard since Ridge and I, since Ridge was online, to share with you all these current stories, sports stories. And remember, next week, I hope you all enjoyed the info that I did share about Ty Mock. I would have been more, I guess, more relaxed. I get so excited, and he definitely brings a smile to my face. I know many of you, male and female, that's why when he tells us to share pictures with others, I'm like, my friends love them some Ty Mock, male, female, young and old. So whatever info he has to share with my friends and listening audience, they definitely accept. And remember, next Friday we'll be profiling Bruce Jenner. And I am so excited because this is just like perfect timing in regards with the Olympics. Also, the Olympics, because he's a famed Olympian. I wonder if a week is enough time for me to request if he could call in or call into the show if he's not preoccupied or booked. They might be going to the Olympics. Shout out to my brother Reggie Bush too. He's overseas. He was in Paris, France yesterday. You know he works with Red Bull. So I missed the interview that he had done from the Red Bull offices in Paris, France. But he has a new Google Plus account also. So he's been doing the hanging out deal. And I've been with Google pretty much ever since the beginning, maybe a little after. And I know one of my friends, Jennifer Bagley, whom I would love to be a guest on the show, and I've invited she and Kathy J. Marshall of CI Web or Big D to come on the show also. But she invited me to be interviewed also by her and for us to, like, have a little hangout session on Google Plus. That's new to me. That's what I was telling Reg this morning when I seen he had hung out yesterday. I'm like, I've been asked to be interviewed and hang out also. But you know, that'll be the first for me. So I need to get find out because I wanted to, like, really work out. I'll tell you about a new a Facebook group that I was invited to be a part of, and I just love it. And if you really like to self-promote yourself and promote others and promote your work and talent and network, it's called Promote Yourself. It's a Facebook page, and it's run by a guy named Christian and his friends, and it's just amazing vehicle to network. And I'm talking about immediately, I just start networking and meeting some awesome talent on that page. I just want to shout some of them out. And there are people from different walks of life and different professions, from models to musicians to writers, people that's just exposing and promoting and getting their work out. So just amazing Facebook page to be a part of. Really, really like it. I had to come back to my switchboard and see if anyone else had called in. And let's see, because there's some more news to talk about. But we covered the T.O. story. We covered that the Cowboys have been dropped from the ticket lawsuit. We have talked about O.J. Mayo. And also, here's a song from an artist from that page. I try my best to get permission from people and from artists, even though they have free downloads and so on. But here's an artist, and I'll tell you more about this artist on tomorrow night, because tomorrow night will be the weekend edition of the Shock Entertainment Report, and we're going to talk music and entertainment news. We're going to talk about different genres, from country to rock and roll to R&B to rap, to movies, to film. We're going to talk entertainment and music news stories. I had seen right before the show started that Glenn Campbell must cancel his overseas tour, regarding his battle with Alzheimer's disease. But here's a song that from networking with my friends on Promote Yourself. See your man.
This is a Young Male exclusive.
Lower the pitch on it because it was a little pitchy at first, but that was from an artist that I networked with on this new page. That's using a sample from a song that I loved. That was a Roger Zapp, right? I Want to Be Your Man. So it was pretty neat. I have the show rated now, not because of the topic sometimes. Of course, it's rated mature on Wednesday when we talk love and relationships. And I hope you enjoyed Wednesday's show. And also, even though yesterday's show started late, I hope you enjoyed that show also. But my cousin Linda and I, we talked a lot about dating on Wednesday. But I rate the show mature because sometimes of the lyrical content of certain songs also. And sometimes I don't always catch certain lyrics. I received a song from Coldplay yesterday, Hurt Like Heaven. So I will do my best to play that song during tomorrow night's broadcast also. So in case you missed the PSA regarding what is pollution, poop pollution, here you go.
This is Janice Nolan with the American Lung Association. I am Assistant Vice President for National Policy and Advocacy, and I'm here to talk about our report, State of the Air. In State of the Air, we look at the impacts of two of the most widespread air pollutants in the country, ozone and particle pollution. Ozone is a molecule of three oxygen atoms. It's the most widespread air pollutant that there is in the nation. Ozone isn't emitted directly, but it comes when we burn fossil fuels and produce things like volatile organic compounds and nitrogen oxide. Both of those, when they get into the atmosphere and in the presence of sunlight and heat, react chemically in the atmosphere to create ozone. So ozone often shows up at its highest place, far away from where the raw ingredients are made. Ozone irritates your lungs, leaving them with something like a bad sunburn. It can cause health problems the day you breathe it in, or even days afterwards. Particle pollution is a different chemical altogether. In fact, particle pollution is a mixture of mixtures. It is a noxious mix of microscopic bits of soot and ash, exhaust, chemicals, metals, and aerosols. Particles are the most dangerous and deadly of the outdoor air pollutants that are widespread in America. Particles that we're looking at are so tiny they're impossible to see. We compare them to the diameter of a human hair. The diameter of a human hair is 70 microns. The particles we're talking about are no bigger than 1/7 the diameter of your hair. And the smallest ones we're looking at are actually no bigger than 1/30 the diameter of the human hair. Particle levels can spike dangerously for hours to weeks on end, or reach high levels day in and day out for most of the year. We look at these in both ways because the impacts, either for high spikes or for lower levels at day in and day out, can be very deadly. The science is clear. Particle pollution can kill. Breathing it can lead to heart attacks, asthma attacks, and strokes, and it can affect how your children's lungs grow and develop. Particle pollution may be even more deadly than we previously thought. Recently, California experts tripled their estimate of the number of people that particle pollution kills each year in California. And that number is roughly 18,000, the equivalent of a small city.
Wow. That is something, some stats regarding particle pollution and pollution. So it's important for us to understand how detrimental and pollution is definitely life-threatening. We always know this. I've always been intrigued by pollution, learning about pollution, and since I was a little girl in grade school. But pollution is serious business. You hear how many deaths occur regarding particle pollution and pollution, period. So it's very important for us to do our part in regards to pollution and trying to keep our air cool and smooth. But, hey, let's talk about some local sports. We have the True South Classic going on here in the Metro Jackson area in Madison County, in Madison, Mississippi. And they had to cancel anything golf yesterday because we had such bad weather and heavy rain yesterday that they pretty much had to call off tee time and everything. The first round of the competition on yesterday. But I know early this morning when I was watching this team news, they were out there doing their best to sponge up all the excess of water from the heavy rain from yesterday. But I'm looking at Clarence Ledger now, a story that they just posted literally like 10 minutes ago, and it reads like this, and they show a picture of a course worker driving a cart after the rain was suspended on yesterday. During the True South Golf Classic at Annandale Golf Club in Madison. And again, this is courtesy of Clarence Ledger that I'm reading from. But in Madison, the weather-plagued first round of the True South Classic, and I do know that those that had tickets yesterday, their tickets were valid for today. And because, you know, didn't anything happen? There was so much rain yesterday. But the weather-plagued first round of the True South Classic has resumed at Annandale Golf Club, according to tour officials. Play was stopped at 11:02 after a pop-up thunderstorm hit the course. The first round was supposed to be completed on Thursday, but storm stopped play at 2:30 p.m. that day, with 65 of the 131 players yet to finish their rounds. The first round resumed at 8:30 a.m. today. The revised second round schedule now has the early wave of players teeing off starting at 12:20 p.m. today. So it's 12:43. So the early wave of players teed off about 20 minutes ago, with the afternoon group set to start at 5 p.m. And the leader is still Jason Bourne, who shot a bogey-free 8 under 64 Thursday morning. Luke Guthrie, 65, is second, with a host of players at 6 under and 5 under. And there are golfers from around the world at the True South Classic right now. Among those who shot 67 on Thursday is Jonathan Randolph. a first-year pro from Brandon, who played at Jackson Prep and Ole Miss. Several players who have yet to finish their first round could challenge Bowen's 64, including one with Mississippi ties. Alex Rocha, a Brazilian who played for Mississippi State, was 5-under through 14 holes when the horn sounded this morning, halting play. About 14 players have yet to finish. Matt Beckencourt is at 6-under with a hole left. Willis Garrett is at 5-under with 4 to play, while Steve Bowditch is at 5-under with 5 holes to play. So that is what's going on here locally regarding golf, because we have a classic going on also. And just amazing. There's been a lot of signings going on also with in regards to new signings with universities and colleges also here in the state of Mississippi also. That's a lot of it's a lot of news. It's been a lot of local news, and I know sometimes I don't talk enough about the local news, and many of you want to hear about it. So right now I'm tweeting a story regarding the True South Classic, because I'm, you know, the golf event had been known as the Viking Classic, but a major sponsor had stopped sponsoring the event, so they created a new classic, and it's called the True South Classic, and it appears that it's doing pretty good. So you all can check it out. Let's see what's going on with some more Mississippi news. And I know the British Open is going on also, so shout out to Tiger Woods and everyone else also in regards to that. Let's see. I'm looking at an Ole Miss story. Ole Miss players talk rivalry, but freeze focused on week one. Ole Miss is still not ready to go all the way with the Egg Bowl in the same manner that rival Mississippi State has. But the phrase the School of North and the acronym TSUN has gotten old for the Rebels. So they're talking, this will talk about that. Mullen talked, okay, those are the stories from early in the week, but you all still want to hear what's going on. Canton Dandy Dozen, Bowden chooses Ole Miss. I saw that story yesterday. Let's see. You all, I know I have listeners that love Mississippi sports. And, yeah, I was checking this news story out last night because I told Mom, I was like, that guy's a big dude. He's going to be working hard. Canton High, Durante Bowden announced yesterday that he is verbally committed to Ole Miss. The 6'6". 310-pound offensive tackle made the announcement this evening at Canton High, yesterday evening, at Canton High School Library on Wednesday. Bowden was named to the Clarion Ledger 2012 Dandy Dozen team as one of the state's top 12 high schools. Bowden is the third member of this year's Dandy Dozen to commit to the Rebels. Junior Jackson Prep quarterback Ryan Buchanan and Bahia offensive lineman Devan Johnson. Players can make their commitments official on February 6th, National Signing Day. So, wow. And I know this is not sports, this is about this important story, though. There's a headline about who is James Holmes. The mass shooting suspect lived in a booby-trapped apartment. So that James Holmes, that's the name of the gunman, for those of you that don't know yet. And right when I began broadcast of the show, and right now ABC News is showing a special report now regarding the story. So right when the show came on, they showed his picture, and now they're showing a picture of him from 2006. And now they're showing, I guess, what is his mugshot right now on ABC News. This is Diane Sawyer speaking with ABC News. She's talking about it. And I'm preparing to tweet out and post this story regarding who is James Holmes that was posted by Clarion Ledger at noon today. And speaking of his apartment being a, what you call a booby trap apartment. I guess a press conference is going on right now in regards to the actions of the government, of the gunmen. And there were a lot of brave people, too. And I'm just amazed. I love video and taking pictures. I don't see how some of those people stood there taking videos and pictures of what was going on. As much as I love video and take pictures, my mom said they would have just seen the bottom of your feet, Beth. I was like, yes, indeed. And, oh, my God, I just can't get over this. Yeah, they're talking now. There's a press conference going on. Check it out on TV, online. No, on your phone. The governor is speaking. John Hickenlooper. Governor John Hickenlooper of the state of Colorado is speaking. And, wow, Colorado has been going through so much with the fires. And, you know, about a month ago, a female police officer was shot in the head at a jazz festival in a park, and just crimes like all of our cities experience. But this is sad. That's why some people are homebodies. We can't sit in our own homes, and then, oh, my God, can't go for a fun night out at the movies. I just posted an article about who's James Holmes and posted on Facebook also. So I'm going to head back. But there's some more sports news to talk about also. This is just sad. I know they feel like crying. Some of you want to know what's going on with the Embrace problem. Yeah, they're talking about the tragedy, the sad incident. You can visit Mississippi Braves. MISSISSIPPI Braves. That's the official site of Mississippi Braves. And to tell you a little bit about the Mississippi Braves, Mississippi Braves, or the M Braves, as we call them, are a minor league baseball team, and they're based in Pearl, Mississippi. And speaking of Columbine and Pearl, that's where the horrific mass murder had happened in Pearl back in 97. But they're based in Pearl, Mississippi, suburb of Jackson. The team is the Class AA affiliate of the Atlanta Braves, and they play in the Southern League. The team is owned and operated by Liberty Media, which also owns the Atlanta Braves. Liberty purchased the Braves from Time Warner Turner Broadcasting Unit in 07. For 21 years, from 1984 to 2004, Mississippi Braves were based in Greenville, South Carolina, and known as the Greenville Braves. Due to the condition of the Greenville Municipal Stadium and the failure to reach an agreement with the Greenville County Council for a new ballpark, the team pursued relocation. Before 2004 season, the Braves announced their intentions to relocate to Pearl, Mississippi after the season conclusion. The Mississippi Braves' first season began on April 18, 2005. The Braves opened their inaugural season in Trustmark Park with a loss to Montgomery Biscuits. I've never been to an M Braves game. Oh, Philip Wellman, I love going. As soon as I get a new car, I will be going to some of their games. The Mississippi Braves received the notoriety in June 1st, 2007, when the team manager, Philip Wellman, went on a tirade against the umpires. You all probably remember seeing that all over the news and on YouTube during that night's game against the Chattanooga Lookouts at AT&T Field. He protested a series of unpopular calls by covering home plate with dirt. Wellman then traced a significantly larger home plate around the actual home plate. He continued his tantrum by uprooting bases and throwing them, low crawling across the infield like a soldier and hurling the Rosenbank at an umpire as if it were a grenade. Wellman concluded his tirade by making a hand gesture that hinted at throwing the third base umpire out of the game, then blowing a farewell kiss to the crowd while taking the bow. Wellman received a 3-game suspension as a result. The episode was broadcast on many sports syndications across the United States. On September the 13th, Mississippi Braves beat the Carolina Mudcats 3-2 in the 10th inning of the decisive Game 5 of the Southern League Championship Series. This was the Braves' first championship since relocating to Mississippi and was the first Southern League title for Atlanta's AA franchise since 1997. And like I said, their current home is the Trustmore Park in Pearl. And they have they're showing a picture of the Greenville Braves logo, the franchise move from Greenville to Pearl at the end of 2004 season. And you pretty much, you know, their logo looks very similar to the Atlanta Braves logo. And before they were the Greenville Braves, they were the Savannah Braves from 1971 to 83, the Shreveport Braves from 68 to 70, Austin Braves from 66 to 67. And league titles, 2008 division titles, 2008. The manager name is Rocket Wheeler, and the general manager is Steve DeSevo. And the roster consists of pitchers Luis Avalon, Ryan, number 48, number 15 is Ryan Buchtor, 38, Billy Bullock, 11, Sean Gilmartin, 18 is David Hale, 32 is Chris Jones, 23 is Mark Lane, 24 is Chris Masters, 43 is Gary Moran. I don't think they're part of it. 14 is Corey Rasmus. 46, Andrew Russell. 57 is Dick Pruill and Ben Sheets. I don't think Chris Jones or Benigno Perdita is our part of the team. Christian Betancourt, catchers, too. There's Evan Gaddis. There are, like, red crosses next to names. And I think, okay, disabled list. 34, Evan Gaddis. 7, Matthew Kennelly. Infielders are 17, Alden Carothers. 30, Ian Gack. 10, Philip Gosselin. 5, Barrett Klanek. 28, Joe Leonard. Greg Palm. Outfielders 4, Todd Cunningham. 9, Corey Harris-Kitchak. 22, Adam Milligan. 20, Kenan Wiley. And the manager is Aaron Hobbert, and the coach is Mac Everett for pitching, Garrett Ingram for hitting. And the red cross that I was talking about means 7-day disabled list. And on Atlanta Braves 40-man roster, okay. So that's what that meant. I was just trying to figure it out. But they're considered Atlanta Braves minor league players, Mississippi Braves roster. So I was just wanted to share some Mississippi Metro Jackson sports news with you all, especially for those that think I maybe don't focus enough on the local news. And now that we can broadcast longer than 30 or 45 minutes, can talk local news, national news, international news, can profile. So I figured it would be a good idea to profile, because you all know, I think it's so fun to profile individuals anyway, because I've done profile shows since the premiere of the show in March of 2011. So it's right to do to add profile segment within the Sports Friday edition of Culture Shock Entertainment Report. And so it's just right. You can tweet the Mississippi Braves at mbraves on Twitter. A capital M, capital B, and R-A-V-E-S. They're on Twitter, and you can tweet them. Tickets can be purchased at Ticketmaster and other places. They're also on Facebook, mbraves. And to just find out more about what's going on with them. And I'm looking at a story that just that recently broke regarding the Mississippi Braves. So if you just give me some seconds, not a minute, but some seconds. Well, maybe, no, I don't think it's going to be a minute. But just give me some seconds. Now, the live streaming will stop in 90 seconds, but I can broadcast a little longer. And I'm just going to talk a little bit more sports and play some music. let's see what this story is all about. This might be about James Pedroza of UC Riverside, who was riding a 15-game hidden streak of Lancaster of the Independent Atlantic League, had his contract purchased Wednesday by the Atlanta Braves. He was assigned to the Mississippi Braves of AA Southern League. Pedroza was batting a .310 for Lancaster and was among the Atlantic League leaders in average. Home runs, 14 second, and RBIs 50 tied for fourth. During his hidden streak, he was 25-for-16.417 with four home runs and 18 RBIs. The 25-year-old Pedroza was a ninth-round pick of the Dodgers in 2007 and spent five seasons in their farm system, climbing as high as Chattanooga. In 552 games in the Dodgers system, he batted .281 with 49 home runs and 263 RBIs in AA. He batted .268 with 13 home runs and 61 RBIs in 217 games over parts of two seasons. And this was written by David Lasson on Twitter, Lasson Sports PE. And so that's some, like, recent news regarding a new player, a new addition to the Mississippi Braves. And this story was from the Press Enterprise, PE.com, and called Minor League Baseball, Pedroza bought by the Braves. So we have a new addition to the team. I thought I had seen something on the news regarding a new player. So I'm glad I checked it out and confirmed that. So I thank you so much for tuning in to yet another Sports Friday edition of Culture Shock Entertainment Report. And the show's not over. We're going to play some more music and also talk about a little bit more sports before concluding the program. But thank you so much for your support and for tuning in to Sports Friday edition of Culture Shock Entertainment Report. It has been a blast. And support shows like the Donald Nickelodeon show, which is airing now. I love that show. One of my favorite shows. And they are always talking about some interesting topics. And also remember at 2 o'clock, within the next hour, it's going to be the